I'm up early on the strip while the birds chirping. I had to turn my phone off, too many birds chirping.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking, you were taking those punches. Down deep in all three productions.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, champ.
Good morning, TBV. It is a great East Coast 9:36 morning. It's about a fucking 100 degrees, but I'm under the AC in the studio chilling and ready to discuss some heavyweight action. Gerald Miller versus Khabib Poulev. The Eliminator is still in talks. Dimitri Salida, the promoter of Miller, has not yet ruled out Miller and Poulev getting it on. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But we're throwing in another little monkey wrench or name in the hat. That's right. Huey Fury is now being mentioned as a possible replacement opponent if Gerald Miller pulls out. We'll give you all the details. This is what we will be discussing this morning. We're talking heavyweight action. Remember, the call-in number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time to voice your opinion right here on Voice of People, international callers, or just callers that want to have the best audio quality in general. Overall, download absolutely free the Skype app on Android or iPhone App Store. And, add me on Skype as a friend, add Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S, and become part of the conversation. Let me introduce my co-host in Indianapolis. Mike, what's going on?
Indianapolis, yes. Good morning, TBV family, you know what I'm saying? Once you go to bed, we still working. Once you get up, we still working. That's how we do it every day, all day. And right now, we're looking forward to these topics, Gerald Miller versus Khabib Poulev is still kind of in talks. We're not really sure if they're going to get it made or if Huey Fury might get the nod. And also we have the Golden Boy press conference today at 4:30, which is going to be a split screen.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll be talking some Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy, Canelo, and Triple G a little later. Right now, heavyweight action is on us. And obviously, the big news is the fact that it looks like Gerald Miller wants to fight Poulev, but is not interested in traveling to Bulgaria. The quote from his promoter to Sky Sports is, Gerald Lynch is interested in the fight with Poulev, but not in Sofia, Salida exclusively told Sky Sports. We're still in discussions about that fight. From what I understand, they've had some discussions about doing the fight in the United States. I think there is openness to it, but obviously they would have to comment on that. Now, Mike, I don't know if you heard the earlier story on Poulev's promoter when they did discuss the possibility of coming to America and doing it in Brooklyn. Were you hip to that?
No, I was not. But one question. What's the big deal with Dillian White and Gerald Miller not wanting to travel to Bulgaria? Do they feel like they might be slighted if it goes to the scorecards?
Well, I'm sure they're worrying about testing, officials, just about everything. I mean, when's the last time you heard of a big fight in Bulgaria?
Well, that is true. So we don't know what the commission over expect. There.
You don't know what type of commission they have, how competent they are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, but why are the Puleo people hesitant to come to the States?
Well, it's no different than the Wilder Joshua offers, right? Like, one offer is strong because it's in the home country where the person can generate.
Absolutely. And they feel like if they came to Brooklyn, they wouldn't be able to generate the numbers that they would in Bulgaria, right?
I'm assuming that's what they're believing. I mean, in the first article that came out, Pulev's team said that Miller isn't quite yet a big enough star to garner attention in the U.S. of the network. So it seemed like he was saying the networks didn't want to buy the fight in the U.S.
Oh, okay. I mean, I thought Miller had a working kind of something with HBO.
Yeah, nothing on paper, right? It was all, like fight by fight. And he never really made anything official with Eddie Hearn. So,
also, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't Puleo fought on HBO before? Did he fight Vlad?
Klitschko.
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's some correlation there. I mean, HBO is not really putting on much boxing. I mean, it'd be kind of foolish to let one of your better known stars on that channel go away.
Oh no, I agree. And I quote, "It was something that I believe promoter Eddie Hearn and Gerald Miller talked about right after his last win, which was a very impressive win. As we've seen in boxing, things change from day to day. And what Salida is talking about is the fact that regardless of what happens with this Pulev fight, Gerald Miller's name has been consistently talked about with a debut with Anthony Joshua. And they feel strongly that is something that could happen. The boxing world kind of feels like that. Mike, I'm sure you think that's a possibility, right?
Absolutely, but I'm kind of confused. So would this be the mandatory for the IBF? And what about the Dillian White versus Parker fight? What's that eliminated for?
That is for the WBO.
Gotcha. And I didn't know that Dillian White.
Eddie Hearn definitely made sure that he put in a motion. What he called it? A motion, I think, for WBO to sanction Parker, Dillian White.
Okay. Well,
and I don't think it's official yet. Was it possible? But Alexander Povetkin is ranked number 4 by the IBF, and he's obviously set to challenge the WBA mandatory. Well, actually, the WBA super champion in Anthony Joshua. But that leaves Huey Fury available for Pulev, because if he can't finalize a deal by what they're saying next week with Miller, then the IBF public relations director Jeanette Salazar, who really sends out all the emails on all purse bids and stuff like that and keeps everyone informed, she said, and I quote, If Miller were to pull out, then we would go back to the ratings and then we would go in order and it would be the first leading available contender. Miller has 15 days from when he received the contract to either accept the offer or turn it down. So from what we are aware, the purse bid was on the 25th. He was sent a contract on the 26th. So we are still within 15-day period.
So let's just say Gerald Miller doesn't take the fight. Do we think Huey Fury promotional or management has enough money to bring the fight to the UK? Yes. Because they were able to bring Joseph Parker there?
I was going to back it with that same statement, but you took the words out of my mouth. I think if he was able to bring Joseph, I mean, look, let's be honest. Look, I mean, obviously, look, they were able to bring Joseph twice now or three times with Dillian White fight. Like, there's obviously money in the UK.
And there's obviously a market for Joseph Parker over there.
Yeah. Now, Huey Fury, he kind of shit the bed with the
performance.
With the Joseph Parker performance, but there were some people that thought he won or outboxed Parker, so maybe that resonates and he can bring Pulev to the UK.
And he did. And he did bounce back with a knockout win over Sam Sexton, a domestic level British fighter. For the
contract was sent out on the 26th. Today is the 3rd. On the 10th or the 11th, we should have, or we would probably hear something days before the 10th or the 11th. But that should be the 15-day deadline in which, you know, Gerald Big Baby Miller has to decide, say yes or no, he's going or not, you know, he's going to have to move on. Now, remember, keep in mind that the IBF originally ordered final eliminator between Pulev and Dillian White, but Dillian White instead opted out to battle for WBO champion Joseph Parker, former WBO champion Joseph Parker, obviously, at the O2 Arena on July 28th, which we've already alluded to may end up being a WBO eliminator bout. If you're just tuning in or you've been tuned in, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. I mean, how hard is it for you to press play and then slide your finger over to the thumbs up, appreciating that you're listening to Boxing Talk early in the morning for either your commute, workout, or just your listening pleasure. But Mike,
one question. I think I already done the answer to it, though. Which fight would you rather see? The Huey versus Kubrat or Jarrell Miller versus Kubrat?
Obviously, Miller. Miller's more of a player in the division. Absolutely. Huey doesn't really pose any threat to anyone other than being an ugly fight or possibly being able to eke a points decision. Like, no one's looking at it like, yeah, yo, Huey's going in there to, you know, it's not like Fury. Like, Tyson Fury, you know, can outbox just about anybody in the division.
Absolutely.
That's not the way we look at Huey.
And that's not the way we really want our heavyweights to fight.
Exactly. When you think of, I mean, the whole point of heavyweights, that's why they never had much amateur skill, because it just took a big guy to knock out a big guy.
can't go wrong with that.
Well, I guess final thoughts times.
I'm hoping that Dimitri Salido can get things in motion and convince Kubrat to come over to Brooklyn, and we'll show him some nice hospitality over here in the States. And I'm just pulling for that fight because, as you said, I don't want to see Huey Fury fight Kubrat because his fighting style is not, I mean, it's good to watch, but it's just not pleasing for a heavyweight boxing fan.
You know, I reached out to Big Baby's team. He already texted me back this morning at 9:32. And he, at the time of receiving my text, texted Dimitri Salida and asked him. And, yo, it's funny because, you know, Salida's a Jew. So he says, shalom. Any updates on Big Baby? And Dimitri says, shalom. Working on it still. So
I'm from the South. I have no idea what shalom means.
I guess it's like a Jew thing. Same thing like Muslims say assalamu alaikum or something. Like, it's just like a hello type of a greeting.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, Salida's a good guy. We've interviewed him dozens of times. Hopefully he could put it together, because I don't want to see Big Baby lose out on this opportunity. Like you said, I think this is a bigger fight for Big Baby than it is for Huey Fury. I think more people will be excited for Big Baby Pulev than they will be for Pulev Huey Fury. And it does something for Big Baby. A win over Pulev, all of a sudden, his next fight, you know, or at least the talk of his next fight will be Joshua Wilder, because not only is this an eliminator, which puts him directly in position at a shot at Anthony Joshua, but it's really saying, look, I'm the number three heavyweight out there, or making a case for it. Obviously, Povetkin could have been a guy that had an issue with that, but he's already lined up with Anthony Joshua to determine whether or not he is better than being labeled the number 3, 4, or 5 heavyweight. So it's Big Baby's turn to jump in that slot because, you know, come, what, September 22nd, somebody isn't going to be number 1 and number 3, right? Because if Pulev wins, Joshua drops. If Pulev loses, he drops further down than the 3. So it's interesting, man. That's why I chose to talk about this morning. Heavyweight division is always good. I see that my message about DAZN doing a heavyweight tournament on our last show, Mike, didn't go so well. People are very upset.
Yeah.
I chose to do a top, or they called it top under 10 tournament of the heavyweight division. But this is why, right? Because a guy like Huey Fury, he just doesn't give. We don't have confidence in him with the upper echelon of the divisions. But if he can go in there and wipe out the bottom half, then
damn, we get then we got something going. Then we got something going with him. Yeah. Like you said, like the bottom half of the division does need some kind of shaping up because they're like names that are just there that don't have very many accolades. But since it's the heavyweight division, they're names and they get brought up with other big names because they're not as many fighters in this division.
Take Gerald Miller, for instance, 2 losses, Wilder, Big Baby, right? Throw him in a top under tournament.
Gerald Washington.
Oh, what did I say?
Gerald Miller.
Yeah, I meant to say Gerald Washington. Damn, you read my mind. That's great. So, yeah, throw him in there in a top under tournament, and, you know, maybe he gets outboxed cleanly by Huey Fury, or maybe knocks out Huey Fury, you know, and he resurrects his career.
Also, I would like to see that guy that Brazil beat his last time out get back in some action. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually had another fight. He parted ways though.
he parted ways with Al Haymon?
No, with Kevin Barry.
Okay, all right, hey.
Well, yeah, he's no longer training with Kevin Barry, which sucks because I was impressed with his fight with Brazil. You know what I mean? It was a tough fight. It was a very tough fight.
And I just think that he, along with Brazil, they kind of ran out of gas a little bit. So,
word up. So, I'm your host, NestGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have done it together as a collective. We've officially gotten past or over and past 76,000 subscribers. We're at 76,005. So the hunt for 77,000 begins. Become part of the movement and subscribe. Don't forget to hit the notification bell because we will be back with some Canelo and Triple G talk later. Mike, take it away.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Gross. You can find me on Instagram at Gross1911. And you guys buckle up and get ready for the rest of the day.
Later.